Carolyn, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you.
The exhibition of storytelling quilts that recently opened at the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center is very much your inspiration. The idea for the show is yours, you're the curator, and you personally contacted the artists, and not all of them were originally quilt makers. The exhibition is called And Still We Rise. Tell us about it.
The exhibition chronologues the history of the African presence in North America from 1619 to present day. I wanted to have a historical timeline of African American history that's presented in a visual manner as opposed to reading about it. It's very easy to visualize history and see it as opposed to reading it, so I thought it would be an easier fix to learn about African American history.
You've said quilts jumped off the bed and became art. Is this show a perfect expression of that?
It's a wonderful example, prime example of that. Many people came in, or most people came in to the show thinking that they would see quilts like their grandmothers and great-grandmothers made, and it was the total opposite effect. These are art quilts. They're one-of-a-kind pieces, and each one is very different, and each one really does jump off the wall. And you can see that. They're really works of art. They're not anything remotely like a bed quilt.
Were they all created especially for this exhibition?
I commissioned all of the quilts for this exhibit. They're all made especially for this exhibit.
And some of the artists were not originally quilt makers, is that right?
Well, many of them weren't quilt makers. A good example of that is the first quilt in the show that depicts the landing in 1619 of the first Africans here in this country. That quilt maker, well, she was trained as a painter and sculptor, and I looked at her paintings. I saw them in a gallery, and I hunted her down, and I told her those paintings would translate wonderfully into quilts, and she should try quilting, and that's her third effort, and she's phenomenal, but she was not trained as a quilter. In fact, 99% of the people in the show are self-taught. They didn't have any quilt lessons. They taught themselves how to make the quilts.
How many quilts are in the show, and are there local Cincinnati quilters represented?
There are 85 quilts in the show, and we do have several quilt makers from the Cincinnati area. And regionally, well, from the state of Ohio, we have quilt makers as well. So I think about a dozen people are from Ohio.
Tell us about the materials and the techniques that people use to make these.
Well, there are a variety of techniques used and a variety of materials, from fabric to paper to plastic, leather, beads, crystals. I guess anything that you can sew down and get a needle through is used in these quilts. And the techniques are varied as well. Usually the traditional quilts employ patchwork and applique, but there's so much more added to these quilts and so far as technique. So people come up too with ingenious ways to do what they do that probably nobody else uses but them. So the techniques vary with each quilt maker. There are some traditional techniques, and then there are some that are new age technology, like drafting the patterns and drawing them in software and printing their own fabric themselves. And there are new materials as well that weren't available to the quilt makers, say, 50 years ago, that are used in this show.
You're nationally known as an innovative quilter yourself. Do you have special equipment and special quilting frames? Do you have a large space to work in?
I have a large studio space. I've never used a quilt frame because I don't do hand quilting. Quilt frames are for hand quilting. I quilt my quilts on the sewing machine. However, I have not been able to make quilts for the past 2 years because I've been busy curating this exhibit. Actually, the exhibit took 3 years to create. I'm not able to balance going into the studio to create quilts and then write and curate exhibits. There is no balance. It's either one or the other.
You've developed new techniques in quilting, and have you sometimes mentored others, and do you ever give classes?
I never give classes. However, I have mentored many quilt makers, not necessarily through hands-on technique, but just encouraging them to continue the work that they do and expand upon it in their quilt making.
Do you have a personal collection of quilts, and are they modern or antique or both?
I have a collection of quilts. I have traditional quilts. I have contemporary quilts. Most of the quilts are contemporary. Actually, I have over 700 quilts. I stopped counting years ago. I'm donating my collection to Michigan State University's Art Museum. And those quilts will go to the museum at the end of this year.
And Still We Rise has been a huge project. Are you still deeply involved in it? I think there's a book in connection with the exhibition.
Yes, there is a book. The book will be out in the spring. With each exhibit I curate, there is a book. You have to have some history of these exhibits, hence there's always a catalog.
And Still We Rise is such an exciting exhibition from all sorts of angles. Thanks so much, Carolyn, for talking with us about it.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
We've been talking with Carolyn Maslumi, quilt maker and organizer of And Still We Rise, an exhibition of African-American quilts at the Freedom Center, now through March 29th of next year. For more information, see WVXU.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Jane Durrell. Come back.